Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today the church celebrates the holy name of Jesus. And within the Franciscan order, this liturgical celebration has the rank of a feast. And that goes back in part to the promotion of the holy name that was this devotion of reverencing the holy name of Jesus in a particular way really got going with Saint Bernardine of Siena, who promoted this enthusiastically, zealously, and not without some difficulty and controversy, since it was at that time not known as a devotion. But he also had Saint John of Capistran as his disciple, who was also an ardent promoter of this devotion, and who convinced the Pope by his eloquent preaching of the propriety of this practice. And so even the Pope himself, after hearing these defenses, took part in celebrating the holy name of Jesus, also as St. Bernardine had suggested. We've all seen the IHS symbol. Now the Jesuits use that as their logo, having added a few details and also given it, enriched that tradition with other explanations as to the meaning of IHS. But the name, the symbol of the holy name, then is a central devotion, and obviously we ourselves take our name from the holy name of Jesus. We're called Christians after Jesus the Christ, the anointed one of God. The holy name of Jesus, of course, deserves the utmost respect, both by dint of justice as well as charity. In justice, Jesus is the name of the Messiah, the incarnate Son of God. His name, which was not chosen by his mother Mary, nor by Joseph, his adoptive human father, but was given by God through the angel Gabriel, as we heard in today's reading. And it's a name which in Hebrew means God saves. And so this name is both the identity of the person of the Son of God and the Son of Mary, as well as indicative of his mission. And so in justice, of course, all of humanity owes a debt of gratitude that we can't begin to repay in kind, but at least we can show respect. And so justice requires this, as well as charity, because Jesus gave up his life for our sake to save us, an entirely gratuitous act of love and mercy. And so that charity that he showed to each and every one of us and to all of humanity deserves to be returned in whatever impoverished way we can by our respect and devotion to him and to his name as well. And unfortunately, this is one of the great or terrible and prolific sins of our day, the profanation of the holy name of Jesus, that name which is the greatest of blessings for all of humanity, is frequently debased and used as a curse word. It's of great merriment to Satan and his minions to hear the name of Jesus pronounced not with love and reverence and gratitude, but tossed around with disrespect and even with sinful sentiments attached to it. And when the name of Jesus is used in such a way, especially when it's used that way by Christians, and unfortunately this is very common, it really is the antithesis of our purpose, not only as Christians, but as human beings. All of creation exists to give glory to God, and in using the name of our Lord in vain, or worse, as a curse, we're doing the very opposite of what we were created for, to love God and give Him glory. There's a debate, which probably will never be resolved, over whether art imitates life or life imitates art. They influence each other, and there's a rotten cycle of corruption that needs to be broken. This profaning of the name of Jesus, both in our cultural products, films, songs, stories, comedy, whatever, and then its repetition in the day-to-day life of so many people. We as Christians then have the greatest obligation not only to reverence the name of God in our own behavior and utter it only with devotion in the form of a prayer when we're addressing ourselves consciously to our Savior, but we must also counter this corruption of the culture and this anti-Christian spirit that is so rampant today. We have to make reparation. And so whenever we hear the name of our Lord Jesus profaned and disrespected, we could and should make an interior act of reparation. But we should also then begin this work of converting the culture by turning that profane utterance into a prayer. So if somebody says the name of our Lord Jesus in a disrespectful way, we can pipe up and add to the end of that, as though it were a prayer, "Have mercy on us," or "Is the King of Kings, is the Lord of my heart, is the Savior of humanity." We can tack on our own words to that utterance, that expletive use of the name of Jesus, and turn it into a prayer, at least for ourselves and for those who are within earshot. Then it becomes also a reminder that the name of Jesus is not to be disrespected. So let us thank God for every blessing that we have, which comes to us through Jesus Christ, His Son, the Word made flesh, who we celebrate in this season of Christmas. And let us resolve in our own lives, if through negligence the use of His name has become common and not prayerful, to change that and to begin to give witness to the glory due to the name of Jesus, our Savior. And may the Blessed Virgin Mary give us this grace and courage and help convert our culture so that we may attract a blessing from God and not a curse. Praise be Jesus and Mary.